This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell, and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 26 of our podcast. My name is Lily and alongside me is Charlie and Eli. We are your hosts today on behalf of the Youth Action Group. How about we do a round introducing ourselves and sharing a hidden talent that we have?
Hi everyone, my name is Eli. I'm a youth worker and I'd say my hidden talent is singing in the shower. I feel like I have a great voice when I'm in the shower. For some reason, when I come out of the shower, it's back to no good. So I think that's a special talent, singing in the shower.
Hello, my name is Charlie. I think my special thingy, whatever it's called.
Talent
is playing video games.
Nice.
Hi, I'm Lily, and my hidden talent is I have a lazy eye. So I could just be staring ahead and one of my eyes goes sideways.
That's like a special power, eh?
Not really.
So when you're sitting in class, and does one eye wander over to what you're...
Yes, sometimes, but I know how to kind of control it.
So. Yeah, I was thinking that you could look at someone else's answers.
Nah. Awesome. Nah, my vision goes a bit blurry as
well.
Oh,
okay. So. Yeah, nice.
Last month, on the 23rd of May, the Youth Action Group put on a local talent show. This was for Youth Week event, and was heaps of fun. Unfortunately, I was unable to be there, so I thought I would ask Eli a little about it.
Yeah. So, what would you like to know? What would you like to know about it?
What was your, like, favourite?
Oh, okay. So, basically, all of the acts were my favourites. I don't want to name a single one. There were some standouts, obviously, with any talent quest, but I really enjoyed the singing and some of the instruments that were being played. Really high level for some young people. So, seeing a lot of talent in the Green Island area was really good. We had two shows. There were about, how many acts in total? About 12 acts. And we had an under 12 section that was in the morning. So 12 and under. And then after lunch, we had 12 and over. So a lot of our high school students came and performed, sung songs, played instruments. We also had three judges doing both shows. So, there were some that had only done one show each. So, I want to give a special shout out to Rosemary. So, we had a special judge, came with a lot of experience. And, she said nothing but good things about the talent we had in the community. Yeah, so no, it was a good show all around.
How was the Youth Action Group involved?
That's a great question, Charlie. So the Youth Action Group, they came up with the idea of running a talent quest. They did the funding application. So they wrote it all up themselves. They'd done the planning and organising. As well as that, they walked around Green Island shops and were getting some donations for the prizes, which was really good. So we got a lot of support from local businesses. On the day, the Youth Action Group members were doing the MCing. So do you guys know what an MC does?
No.
So an MC, it's a master of ceremonies. So they're the people that stand on the stage and they basically run the show, tell everyone what acts are coming up and keeping people interested as well, because in between, you know, there's some dead time, and so they're the ones that keeping the energy up in the building. As well as doing that, we ran some games, and we had a lot of prizes. So big thank you to all the local businesses who really helped us out in the area.
How
How did you find being a part of organising an event like this?
Yeah, for me personally, just watching our young people do most of the organising was really inspiring to see the leadership skills that they displayed. Personally, I was just watching a lot of the time, you know, doing more probably the stuff that adults do, like driving the car. And but, you know, my hats off go to the Youth Action Group members like yourselves for doing a great job, on the day.
What was your favourite thing about the day?
Again, I'd say just seeing all the different talented people that we have in our community. There's so much talent here in Dunedin. So I just encourage all of our young people, when there are times where you can display your talent, you know, you might feel nervous, but you really got to put yourself out there, eh? And share your talent with the world. Basically, that's all I can say about our Who's Got Talent and our event that we had. So, awesome.
All right, team, it's time for Would You Rather, the game where the questions are ridiculous and the choices are impossible, and the answers tell us way too much about the other, about each other. Get ready to pick a side, because sitting on the fence is not an option.
Okay, let me read some of these and you tell me. Would you rather forget your routine halfway through or fall over at the start? What do you think?
Fall over at the start, probably.
Yeah?
Forget it halfway through. I'll just make sure I'm in the back.
Yeah, yeah. So for myself, yeah, I'd probably give it a go, fail halfway and then walk off like you, Lily. What about, would you rather have an amazing talent but terrible stage presence, or have average talent but incredible confidence?
Average talent but incredible confidence.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. I think I'd go the other way. I'd love to have amazing talent, like a really good voice, but when you get on stage, just present real terribly. So so then I can just sing maybe here in the background and no one can see me. Yeah. Would you rather do magic tricks or stand-up comedy in front of your school?
Magic tricks.
Oh, magic tricks.
Magic tricks. I'm not funny. I would fail.
Yeah. I'd do magic tricks as well. We did have an act on Saturday. Ajax, he did stand-up comedy and he did really well. He won the competition. So I'd say anyone getting up to tell jokes, you have to be really brave and very confident to do that. So, yeah, not for everyone, eh? Would you rather accidentally perform the wrong song or wear the wrong costume?
Wear the wrong costume, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd do the same as well. Do you guys know who Simon Cowell is?
No. Yes.
Okay, so this question will be for you, Lily. Would you rather have Simon Cowell judge your performance or your entire school live stream your performance?
Simon Cowell, I'm not doing. No.
No, not in front of the school, eh?
Uh-uh.
All right, then. Would you rather perform with no microphone or no music? Charlie?
No microphone, probably.
Nice.
Yeah, no microphone.
No microphone.
I'll get lost if there's no music.
Yeah, me too. Let's go to the next one. There's a couple more questions here. Would you rather be naturally talented or work super hard to become talented?
Work super hard to become talented.
I say naturally.
Be naturally talented, eh?
Yeah.
So you don't have to work as hard?
Even if I work as hard, I won't be able to do it.
Yeah. Well, they do say, hard work beats talent. So who knows, maybe Charlie can work hard and get his way up there, eh, Charlie? What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Good man. All right. I'll pick two more of these. Would you rather people admire your confidence or your ability?
My ability, probably.
Ability?
Yeah,
same here. And lastly, would you rather be the funniest person on stage or the most inspiring?
Inspiring.
Funniest.
Funniest. Yeah, I think funniest as well. I'd love to tell jokes and people laugh, eh?
And that's a wrap on Would You Rather. Some of those picks were sweeter than Hokey Pokey and other weird
dodge here.
Then soggy pie from the school canteen. Either way, good yarns team.
All right, crew, welcome to tier time. This is where we take something like snacks or movies and rank them from absolute goat status to the stuff you would only touch if you were stranded on a deserted island. It's completely significant.
Scientific.
Extremely serious, and also 100% made up by us. Let's build that tier list.
All right. So today we're ranking celebrities and famous icons. Okay. So if they were in our talent show, where would you have them ranked? So I'll read through the list, and then you can rank who would be number one and who would be down at number 10. So at number one, we got Taylor Swift. Number two, Lionel Messi. Three, Olivia Rodrigo. Number four, Mr. Beast. Number five, Lightning McQueen. Number six, Barbie. Number seven, Tom Holland. I think he plays Spider-Man.
Yep.
Number eight, Addison Rae. Who's Addison Rae?
I don't know.
Pretty sure she's a singer.
Yeah, okay. Number nine, Michael Jackson. And number 10, hey, they've put Eli Manu on this list. What am I doing on this list, guys?
I don't know.
Hey, did you write this, Charlie?
No.
Okay, so who would we rank at number one?
You, Eli.
Charlie would, let's give a round of applause for Charlie there. I think putting me at number one, oh, wow.
For me, it's Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, yeah.
You're second.
Yeah. I've gone down the rank, but... Everyone, it's hard to follow Michael Jackson, so I'm happy with that. Number two to Michael. Are there any other ones that kind of stand out? Who would be third?
Probably Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast? Okay. Who would you put third?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, I like Olivia Rodrigo. She can stay there at number three for me. Yep. Number four?
Leo Messi.
Oh, yep. Yep, Lionel Messi.
I think maybe Addison Rae.
I'll go with Messi because I've been really getting into soccer lately, especially playing soccer at lunchtimes up at Concord School. So Lionel Messi all the way. Who would be next?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift? Oh, yeah, she sings really well, doesn't she?
Yeah, I was going to do Taylor Swift as well.
Let's all go for Taylor Swift. Number six?
Lightning McQueen.
Okay, so Charlie's gone off Lightning McQueen.
I'll just go with Barbie, I don't know.
Barbie. I'll put Spider-Man at number six. We'll go number seven, eh? Who's number seven?
Barbie.
So Charlie, you pick Barbie?
Barbie, yeah.
Cool.
Tom Holland,
yeah, Barbie can go behind Tom Holland there for me. The last three spots. Who's it going to, guys? Let's go number eight. Who have you got there, Charlie, for number eight? Yeah, Olivia Rodrigo, you're looking at...
Olivia Rodrigo.
Lily?
I think I'm just going to go with Lightning McQueen.
Lightning McQueen. All right, that sounds good. I think there are two more on the list.
Mm-hmm.
I'll name one of them because in last place I'll put Addison Rae because I didn't even know who Addison Rae was. So she was kicking me last on my list. What do you say?
Same Addison Rae at last place.
At last place, yeah.
Messi.
Messi.
I'm not a fan of sport. Nah.
No, Lily's not a fan of soccer.
Yeah.
I can't remember who's missing from their list, but I think we've got a
Mr. Beast.
Oh, Mr. Beast, yep. Actually, Mr. Beast at number 9.
No.
Yeah.
So, sorry, Charlie, we've pushed him all the way back there.
He's a good YouTuber.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the, That's the end of that segment there. Okay.
It's time for Never Have I Ever, a segment that provides you wonderful listeners with a window into our lives. This could get interesting, so buckle up.
Mm.
Never have I ever forgotten words while on stage.
I've done that before. I performed at church and, forgotten my lines and very embarrassing. What about you, Charlie? Have you ever forgotten your words on stage?
No.
Nah.
Nah, not you, eh? Okay.
Never have I ever pretended to know a dance routine.
No, I've never pretended at all. If I don't know it, I probably won't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably no.
Hmm.
Never have I ever practiced a performance in the mirror.
I must confess I have danced in the mirror before, yes.
I have.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Everyone does, eh?
Yeah.
And if you're not, you're probably lying.
Never have I ever practiced a performance. Wait, never mind. Sorry. Never have I ever gone secondhand embarrassment from a school performance.
Nothing comes to mind, no.
Yes.
Same for me.
Oh, yeah. So you haven't, but Lily, tell us about the time you've witnessed.
Was that Polyfest?
Yep.
Yeah, I really did not like the Kapaka uniform they gave me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the skirt was kind of short. Didn't like it.
Yep.
Yeah, so, singlet was kind of tight.
Yep. Actually, I have had some wardrobe malfunctions on stage dancing at Polyfest when my the lover fell down halfway through. So, yeah, no, it's never good when that happens, eh?
Never have I ever clapped even though I had no idea what was happening.
Nope. Can't say.
I have.
Yeah? You want to tell us about it?
I wasn't listening to the teacher and then she just said, something, and then she said clap, and then I just started clapping.
Yeah, I haven't, though.
No.
Never have I ever messed up and hoped nobody noticed.
I have done that. You know, when you're walking and you kind of trip over and then you look around to see if anyone saw?
Yes.
Yeah, that's something I do quite often, actually.
I haven't.
Are you sure, Charlie?
Yep.
Oh, I get it.
Never have I ever been impressed by a completely random talent.
You see some really cool talents on TV. Sometimes you never think, wow, I didn't know someone could do that. So, yeah, I have been impressed.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Oh, we'll do a couple more of these, eh?
Yeah. Never have I ever tried to learn a talent overnight.
No, neither. And we'll go one more, eh?
Mm-hmm. Never have I ever laughed during a serious performance.
Yes, I have.
You have, Charlie? Tell us about it. You were laughing and did everyone look at you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I haven't.
You haven't, eh? No, I'm pretty good at staying serious when it's supposed to be serious. So. Remind me, Charlie, not to take you to a serious concert. You might start laughing.
Okay.
All right. So I guess, that's it for our show today. Any thoughts or anything top of mind?
No.
All right. So, well, in saying that, if you want to get in touch with us, check us out on TikTok. Our account name is Feako, and that's spelled WHEAKO on TikTok.
That's us for this episode. Thanks for hanging out with us, whether you laughed, learned something, or just listened in complete and awkward silence. We appreciate you.
Make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss what's coming up next. And if you know a local legend or have an idea for a segment, hit us up. You'll hear from us next in our next fortnight. See ya.
See ya.
Bye.
That's us for another episode of the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog and your nan. Catch you next time. Ka kite.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.